You're with Chris Taylor this morning on 702 ABC Sydney Breakfast. One demographic that might have a little bit more influence this election is that group of people dubbed the sandwich generation. Now, they're called that because they're sandwiched between caring for looking after aging parents while also juggling their own family. Still have kids at home, still might have young kids who need lots of care. And they're juggling this, of course, all the time with their own career commitments. As the population ages, there are more and more people falling into this category. And most of the work is falling on women, with an average age of 58. Melissa Reeder is founder and CEO of a group called Violet. Now, they're an organisation wanting to help people better manage the last stages of life. And Melissa joins me now. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Chris.
Yes, you're predicting that this generation, the so-called sandwich generation, who care for both their elderly parents and still care for their kids, that they could actually be a sort of a little secret silent influence on the upcoming federal election.
It's really what we're seeing, a kind of a coalescence around this sandwich generation struggle, which just resonates with millions and millions of Australians. These aren't voters that are connected by traditional political allegiances. It's about a shared experience and challenge that they're managing as they care for their elderly mum and dad and maybe their in-laws in a really unsupported and very fragmented system.
And it's a lot to take on. We hear so much about, you know, mums with newborns trying to do it all and juggle career and kids and family and all of that. But we do hear less about caring at the other opposite end of life. Elderly people, regardless whether it's dementia or just invalid in other ways, is a very big burden on time and emotional burden.
It's enormous. We talk about the ageing population, but when we actually think about the numbers, they're pretty striking. Bernard Salt, who is very well known for his demographic work and particularly his smashed avocado, he's really brought the numbers to the forefront here that by 2032, we'll be seeing a five-fold increase in the number of Australians reaching the very rich age of 85. Now, that is a huge reality that we just can't ignore, and it's really pushing the squeeze onto the sandwich generation because every ageing Australian that needs more support, their care needs escalate. It means that most often their daughter or their daughter-in-law, that 58-year-old woman, has to step in and bridge that growing care gap. That has ripple effects across families, healthcare systems, and ultimately the ballot box.
I guess there's always that conundrum about, you know, do I do that care work myself or do we get someone in? But in the age of cost of living pressures, not everyone can afford to hire care, even if it's just someone one day a week. So it does fall to the children to be the main carer of their parents.
It does. And up to 90% of Australians want to be at home, you know, for as long as they possibly can, for with all the kind of obvious attractions of home around security and comfort and familiarity. But this doesn't happen with a clear trigger, Chris. This is an incremental shift as people enter this life chapter of caring for elderly parents. And it happens without warning or support. A lot of people are already at the peak of their working lives, their careers, and managing their own families. I hear your point on the kind of the care needs that people need, but it's quite difficult to access that care quickly in this country. And so as those needs grow, it does sit on the shoulders of those 58-year-old women quite typically. Let's talk a little bit, Chris, about what's happening, because these women and men, but you know, 2/3 of them are women, they are providing thousands of hours of unpaid care with very little recognition or support. And that puts downward pressure on the number of hours that they can work. And we know what that looks like in terms of the impact on their financial security, but also our productivity as a country. So they're sacrificing career advancement and financial security, and they are making impossible daily choices between their work and elder care and childcare. And it's a group that are highly engaged in healthcare and aged care policy, but they are not feeling seen or heard by the current policy frameworks from both major parties. They're feeling quite abandoned.
Look, it is interesting, and it'll be interesting to see what policies speak to this so-called sandwich generation across this federal election campaign. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Melissa.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All the best. That's Melissa Reeder. She's the founder and CEO of an organisation called Violet.